Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Shannon Illingworth, chairman and founder of GP Solutions. The stock symbol is GWPD, over the counter. Shannon, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jack. It's great to be back.
Shannon, the last time we spoke a couple months ago, you were just launching your GrowPod, modular farms. And just starting the first sales. So now that kind of the rubber has hit the road, so to speak, it seems like the cannabis industry is really embracing your technology, because it's really answering some of their needs. Those people that are entering the space, or those that are scaling up their growing operations, because you have some. You really seems like you have a key value proposition, which, and that's what I'd like to talk to you about, because that seems like a huge opportunity that's opening up. But before we get into all of that, for anybody that's new to the story, can you tell our audience what GP Solutions is all about?
GP Solutions is all about technology and agriculture, right? Creating turnkey solutions to help, new farmers, new growers become experts in farming by using technology. Kind of simply said, it's basically making a real easy process for people to grow anything from produce to lettuce to tomatoes to cannabis inside these modular farms. And we've used these shipping containers that are, I want to say refrigerated, not standardized steel containers. They are insulated. They make your life a lot easier, but we're able to retrofit our technology into these shipping containers to make them modular so people can grow inside these things and use it in agriculture for different kinds of applications. And you're right, we've seen a lot of response in the cannabis industry. And I think the biggest reason why is because people want to get to market quickly. They want to take and isolate those strains. They want to separate themselves from other growers by having a more perfect product by using a perfect indoor controlled system and automating their lives, driving those costs down. We're seeing ROIs back on these grow containers for that industry in the 6 month range. What other business can you see your money back that quickly?
So, for anybody that just so people understand, essentially you're taking those 20 foot or 40 foot cargo containers that people see on on ships, or I guess on the road sometimes, and essentially you are refit them with your lights, the complete environment, to optimize the growing of crops, essentially. Is that right?
Yeah, we completely retrofit these things with, medical grade style applications, like from the walls, the ceilings, to the light, to everything, to where it's 100% compliant with any and all building permit applications. So you're not just hopping in, you're actually creating these customized rooms, so to speak, inside of a shipping container where people can take that modular, scalable shipping container and grow anything inside of it. We kind of make it modular and scalable to any of your needs. So we're really good. We're engineers, so we make sure you are successful inside of these modular, scalable containers.
So it's a farm in a box, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that farm can be configured because you try to duplicate the perfect surroundings for your plant, right? So as long as you know the recipe or what you're growing, we make that perfect surrounding so you have most success growing inside these indoor farms.
Okay. And now, initially, I think when we first spoke, you mentioned that you got interested, in this, in this business, or you started the business, I should say, because you have a personal experience with, organic food. And maybe you could talk a little bit about, what, before we get into the cannabis side, but like, what's, one of the key problems, in agriculture right now, and how, what you're doing can address those, some of those problems.
So really the hot button for me was having transparency in the food we eat, going to restaurants, even going through a drive-through and finding out you couldn't get romaine lettuce or lettuce was recalled because of a bacteria or a pathogen or something happened to it. It really kind of put it, woke me up, and not to mention getting sick on a couple occasions from eating a leafy green product. So I just kind of like really did my research and homework coming from the kiosk business, the automated kiosk business, where I designed some cool, real automated machines. I wanted to take that technology, put it into a new box, well, the shipping container, to make life easy for growers by using automated controls where a PC can really monitor CO2, oxygen levels. It can monitor, the watering, lighting, all that kind of stuff we take for granted, where we can use a PC to make our lives easier and cost effective. We put it inside of our farming tool, our farming box, and we create a system to really help people, farmers, really grow anywhere, 24 hours a day, anywhere, grow anytime. There's no limitations to really agriculture anymore using these modular, scalable products. And they're enhancing those markets, you know what I mean? So we're doing our job, and it's really creating a cool tool, and we're seeing it with farm to table. We're seeing it with these new products come on the market, and we're seeing a big wave of people really want to know what they're eating and where it's coming from, and how do we get a hold of these new superfoods without buying food that's grown in the ground where you got water, runoff, bacteria, and you have issues with people getting sick.
So, essentially your grow pod, this farm in a box, inside there's it grows the crops in soil, right? You have soil and...
We use two different kinds of technology. One, hydro, and then we designed our own soilless soil that goes inside of these pods as well. So it's a growing medium where you can grow. It's nutrient infused, where you're not using traditional soil from the ground, no animal byproducts, no pathogens. It's clean and it's bacteria free, but you're getting that nutrient infused food. And we like to say we kind of create a new superfood. So organic plus. So it's pretty awesome when you can get a product and grab it right out of the farm and eat it right there without having any issues or problem with washing or doing any of those things, because it's in a clean room environment.
And so the grower can choose to either grow in soil or hydroponically.
Yes.
With your system. Okay. And everything is controlled. Now I saw on your website, it seems like everything is, you can monitor it remotely.
Yeah, everything's live through a back-end monitoring system. So if you're at home or if you're on your phone, you send alerts to where it tells you kind of if your farm's perfect or it needs water, or we can alert you of all those things that can potentially cause problems in your farm. If you have perfect lighting, you have perfect temperature, you have perfect CO2, you have perfect humidity, you should have and you're watering consistently and correctly, you should have a perfect product. So that's kind of the idea.
So basically, anybody can take your grow pod, and park it, anywhere. I don't know, in their parking lot, their backyard, wherever they have space to put a 20 or 40 foot container, and they can stack these, right? This is modular. How many can you stack up?
We've got through city approval. We've stacked at least two. I see people doing it three high, but I know we've done in the past, we've worked with other, companies that have stacked these at least too high. So I know it's being able to get a permit or get a code or pass code, you can do it at least too high. You can stack them.
So let's get back into the focus on the cannabis side. What is it that, cannabis growers, what is it that they find compelling about using these grow pods?
Well, the good thing in the cannabis industry, well, if you're trying to improve square footage or bring in more plants, you're going to have to do a build out regardless, right? It's going to be a build out inside or it's going to be a build out outside. So the good thing about urban farmers, they can put these pods in quickly and fire them up quickly. Great thing we're seeing now is people are doing more strategic genetics so they can stay strain specific in the pods. Regardless, people grow, they grow in big rooms, and they have different strains in that same room. What happens, these strains kind of cross-pollinate, and you get these different names for these different strains based on strains, pollinating each other, right, being in the same room. But now if you can keep in these pods, you can stay strain-specific, and your medicine, if you're really truly making it for medicine, stays, you know what I mean, strain specific, and you can kind of keep those strains specifically kind of quarantined, and you always hit the quality, and you keep it, you know what I mean, that strain always to a specific name, or you know, you keep it just clean, you know, keep it pure.
Okay. And of course, because it's a controlled, environment, you have that, I guess, it's a pure product. What about the economics of this? Like, do these pods cost, and how does it compare in terms of if somebody were to spend the time and money building out the space, if they, assuming they had the space.
The best thing about our pods is what we're seeing is an ROI of 6 months or less, right? So based on what you're doing, and it all changes with the strain, all it changes with your clientele, are you retail, are you, and that's just at a wholesale level, you're seeing returns in 6 months with what you're doing inside these pods. And we always like to say, we provide the canvas, you provide the paint. We're engineers, so we design these things. We're always looking at how to get more yield, how do we maximize water, how do we maximize light, how we maximize efficiency. So right now in this industry, we're a third less the cost of everybody else because we're efficient on light, we're efficient on water, we're efficient on maintenance. So we're seeing people understanding cost is very important for their business, like any other business. So how do you improve those costs? How do you get better? How do you lower those costs? By using efficient equipment. So that's what we're giving people in that industry, and they're seeing those costs lower and those profits rise by using this equipment.
And what about, okay, so now you mentioned they can get an ROI in 6 months. So when they buy, now how much do these units cost?
They range on based on configuration from 80 to 100,000 all in, but turnkey ready to go. And they can generate, probably close to 200,000 in an annual basis. So you're looking at, generating a significant amount of revenue. And that's just on a wholesale basis, not on a retail basis.
So
And that's taken at a
on a wholesale basis, somebody buys one of these pods, they grow the cannabis, and they can get their money back in roughly 6 months, basically, from their investment.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And in an ongoing basis, you're saying your pods are, about a third more efficient than, traditional, indoor growing operations.
So we're seeing from 30 to 40% efficiencies from traditional, depending on what these growers are using, based on our lighting, based on all our HVAC, you know what I mean? So we're seeing reduced costs in energy. And we're seeing reduced costs in water and nutrients based on our technology as well.
Is there any difference in terms of, I guess, optimization in terms of being able to, grow more or better crops versus, other indoor systems?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different systems out there, and everybody has their way to grow, and there's, different growers, it changes, but we really make it simplistic. And by using our system, if you're a expert grower or average grower, you're going to be able to grow in our system. Great growers are always going to be great because they have their nutrient twist to it. There's cooks and there's chefs, right? But at least you can be a cook. You know what I mean? You can't be a cook by just trying to figure it out outside. You've got to have a system where you can control the parameters, and we give you those parameters, and we give you kind of a guide to go forward. But the big thing, outside of our technology, we're seeing the chefs of the world have a far superior product based on controlling those environments and making their product better.
And how do the sales work? In other words, do you have these sitting right now in inventory, or somebody calls you up and then you build it, you build to order, and then it takes, I don't know, a certain amount of weeks? How does that work?
We built to order, and we have a little bit of backlog now because we started our sales cycle, and we're having really good success with selling pods. We have a couple large medical facilities that are putting pods. I think we have one facility that's requiring about 100 of our pods. So these can be scalable quickly, but average 6 to 8 weeks. We build it to your needs. We build these customly, so we always recommend 6 to 8 weeks. We partnered with some large manufacturers, OEM manufacturers, to meet those needs. If we can't meet those locally, we bring in other OEMs to meet those needs. And we'd like to, you know, honestly sell at least 100 of these a month, so at minimum. So we want to get to 1,000 a year. So that's what we need to do. So we want to bring in OEM manufacturers to help us scale our business.
Okay, so you just mentioned some interesting numbers. Your goal is to sell about 100 of these grow pods a month,
Yes.
at a price of roughly, you said 80 to 100,000 a piece. That's about what, 8 to 10 million in sales a month.
Yes.
In what now? How much of that would go? Are we talking specifically about just the cannabis industry, or in the whole, indoor growing operations?
That's a mixture of the cannabis industry and the agriculture industry for produce.
But it seems like
We're marketing our marketing plan, our sales. Our team is focused on doing 100 of these a month.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like, though, the cannabis industry has a much greater, the ROI is a much greater hot button for them than it would be for, let's say, a restaurant that wanted to have a farm to table type of thing going
Right,
on.
and sometimes it's not about price. It's about food quality. It's about food safety. And you can't put a price tag on the equipment that gives you that. You know what I mean? So yes, we're seeing like you know, we're dealing with like right now the universities are using these for testing. So we've actually delivered one of our first university pods. So it's just not about it's diversity in selling our product. It's just not segmented to the cannabis industry, the produce agriculture. People are using these pods for you know clinical studies. The universities are using them. The farmers are using them. The restaurants are using them. So we don't want to say we're a little diverse in that aspect. We want to, these pods are really scalable, easy to work with. They're just like kind of RVs, you know, you configure it the way you want to use it and your application just changes and we kind of configure it around your use and your needs.
So, in terms of produce, how much produce can somebody, or I guess it depends on what it is, but how much can somebody grow in one of these pods, on an annual basis?
So we did financial models. We did financial models with leafy greens, herbs, spices, this and that. So it's kind of without knowing specifically if you're growing, you know, kale or if you're growing, you know, romaine or you're growing a different kind. Our average is around two. We're trying to get to 2 to 3,000 heads of lettuce per year on one of our pods. That's kind of an ideal sales point. And if you're doing the cannabis, you're doing 20 to 30 pounds per cycle. So that's where we're at with that. So if you do the numbers, you know the math, and you kind of get your pen and pencil out, you can easily kind of understand the revenue these things can generate.
Okay, yeah, interesting. What? Let's see. So you're planning to sell 100 of these a month. How big do you think is the ultimate market for these, over the next, let's say, 3 years?
Well, just the cannabis market's around 20 billion. The overall agriculture, organic produce market's about 200 billion. So, and if you're vertically integrating your product into multiple markets, it's a really big market. It's a big market out there for, you know, plenty of us to be involved in. And at the end of the day, it's going to be our advantages. We don't just offer a piece of equipment. We offer a full solution. We have horticulturists on staff. We have bioscience guys on staff. We have our own nutrient line, and we have our own, you know, soil line. So we want to make you successful. If you're growing lettuce, you're growing cannabis, whatever you're growing, we want to make you successful. That way, you keep buying equipment from us.
Okay, and again, also to get back to the economics of it, what are the what are the margins on this for you?
I'll tell you all the secret sauce.
Of course.
So we're looking around 30% margin on average. That's just not including services. So we like to include services on there. So if you need someone to help you, if you're just a plug and play guy and you take over, if you need someone to help you with genetics, you need, you know, for the leafy greens, you need the seeds, you need the soil. So all that comes into play, but the average equipment is around a 30% margin, but we offer a full service line to help those new farmers and existing farmers as well.
Okay. So the gross profit of roughly 24, 30 grand in that range on each sale.
It changes, but that's a rough estimate, but something like that.
Okay. And in terms of, the recurring revenues, what percentage of your sales do you think will have that component in there? How many, in other words, how many people will come back to you for ongoing services?
Well, just seeing our deal flow and our lead flow right now, a lot of our people are new growers, not existing growers, and we're helping them. So it's probably 8 out of 10 now that we're providing services for as far as customers, but we're just now seeing existing farmers and growers get involved. The new growers see the opportunity and really want to run with the ball, so we have to train and help them get up to speed.
Okay.
So right now, the answer to 8 out of 10 right now, I'd say is exit where we provide services and help them get, their new business up and going with
Okay.
training and infrastructure. Yeah.
So let's kind of recap. For the next for the next 6 months, people who want to track the story, what kind of news flow should they anticipate, and when can when can we expect to see an announcement of, let's say, some key milestones, like maybe, first 100 grow pods sold, or things like that?
Well, right now it's a moving target. It's very busy, and we have great deal flow. Obviously, we're talking to 10 to 20 customers a day, so it's a moving target. With one customer right now, we're talking to at least 100 pods they want. So it's a moving target. We'll be releasing more and more information out to the public as this thing unfolds. Biggest thing with the cannabis industry is their licensing, and sometimes they get held up by the city or whatever. But we see them calling us wanting to use our pods, and we're using some now. We're in tests with some now. So all that turns into sales for us. A proven model always radiates success.
So you have a cannabis grower that's talking to you about, buying 100 pods.
Yes.
Okay. And now, how would they pay for that? Do you have any kind of financing deals that you offer, or do you work with any institutions, or they're just gonna, write a check?
There's a lot of these guys right now. It's just 50% down and 50% on delivery, but we are working with finance companies as well. We have a couple that are on our site helping these cannabis businesses, licensed cannabis businesses, get financing, but we offer that as well. So there is the ability for financing if you meet all those credit terms.
Okay, and on a large sale like that, let's say, it's 100 units. Are you able to manufacture that in-house? I mean, I think last time we spoke, you mentioned you're moving into a new facility. What kind of capacity do you have there now?
So our new facility will be able to do at least 20 to 30 a month, but we have an OEM manufacturer that builds these out for us as well, and they can scale up to 100 a month. So yes, the answer is yes. I always tell people, if you can afford to pay for them, I can build them. So I'm not concerned about the capacity. My background, 15 years in the kiosk industry. I built kiosks for Walmart. I built thousands and thousands of them. And I would tell them, if they can write the check, I can build them. So I'm
And
not concerned
one
about
thing
that.
on the kiosks, are those they're like automated vending machines or units? What are those exactly?
But we created automated solutions. They're more like, we call them automated retail, right? So if anybody's gone to a Walmart store, has rented a Rug Doctor machine and was able to do that through a kiosk, we at one point designed that and built it for them. So that's where my previous, expertise has come from, and then use that engineering expertise to really engineer a great solution in the farming sector.
Okay, so that's basically your expertise, these like turnkey business solutions, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Shannon, on that note, I want to thank you again, and let's follow up with you in the next couple of months and see how you're doing.
Hey, Jack, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.